Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Inside Scoop Live, the live audio program brought to you by ReaderViews.com. I'm your host, Juanita Watson, and today I'm talking with Janice Granoff, author of the new book, Wedding Place Settings with Divine Disposables. Now, Janice Granoff is president of Catering Supplies Corporation, headquartered in Coconut Grove, Florida. For 25 years, she has bought and sold disposable food service and wedding products for consumers in every socioeconomic strata, as well as various businesses, the military, government agencies, major corporations, charter airlines, caterers, and institutions. She has made it her business to discover and source disposable products that mimic the real thing, and knows all the manufacturers and companies that maintain the vision of producing innovative food service products. Janice has worked with thousands of brides over the past 25 years to help them make their wedding dreams come true. She understands brides' fears, struggles, and financial limitations. Janice is considered an expert, and her experience and industry knowledge prove it. She is married and has both children and grandchildren and lives in Coconut Grove, Florida. I'm so very happy to have Janice on the phone today. Welcome to Inside Scoop Live, Janice.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for the wonderful introduction.
Oh, well, great. Yeah, that's quite a bio you have. I'd love to hear how you got started in the whole world of wedding planning and then why you decided to write your book, Wedding Place Settings with Divine Disposables.
Well, I got started 25 years ago when I joined my husband, and he wasn't my husband at the time, in a company called The Party Wholesaler, and it was an offshoot of another business he had, and we developed a partnership because I'm a retailer, a merchandiser, and he knew that's what he needed. As a matter of fact, the first warehouse was a warehouse format long before we had Costco's or all the big boxes, and he wanted to do an industrial cash and carry, and coming from a high fashion business, I begged him to let me have one aisle to do what I wanted to. And so he did, and while most of the warehouse was filled with industrial disposables, I did begin sourcing out product that people, brides, could use for weddings because we had so many people coming in looking for disposables for weddings.
Okay, so you did begin with wedding products back then.
Well, it was a much more limited selection than we have now.
Sure.
It's a different world. But, yes, I began answering a need. You know, it was obvious.
Absolutely. And now your book. Why did you decide to come out with Wedding Place Settings with Divine Disposables?
Well, actually, in my search or my hunt to constantly translate what you see in high fashion magazines and all the bridal magazines, I read them from cover to cover. Well, I shouldn't say I read them, but I certainly look at all of the pictures. And I happened to stop at in one of these magazines, there was a question and answer, you know, Dear Abby type etiquette column. And a bride had written in that she and her fiancé and her family didn't have very much money, and they were planning to use disposables for their wedding reception, and did the expert have any advice? And the expert's answer so shocked me and so infuriated me. Her answer was that it would be better to invite all of your guests to bring their own china and silverware rather than to use flimsy picnic plates.
Oh, gosh.
So, number one, I was absolutely outraged that, you know, she would hurt someone this way. Yeah. And number two, I was shocked that she didn't know that there's a whole industry, you know, devoted to producing high-end, fashionable, throwaway product. And not only that, that it's not a new concept. You know, people have been using disposables for the 25 years that I've been in this business. And, you know, that's one of the biggest rumors or lies is that everyone has $35,000 to spend on their weddings. It's simply not true.
No, it's definitely not true. And I think it's really important that you stress the point that, you know, most people, when they think of disposable tableware, they're thinking of styrofoam and just plain old plastic. And your concept is way different than that. It is almost revolutionary compared to what most people think. So would you explain what Divine Disposable is?
Well, Divine Disposable is my name for the new wave product that's available from a multitude of factories that allow you to mimic the real thing and create the ambience of any high-end event. I put all of these together and I call them my Divine Disposables. Actually, customers call them Divine. And so I kind of coined the name Divine Disposables. And the book is, it provides 24 astonishing and inspirational, I hope, 100% disposable play settings to prove that it can be done with New Wave disposables and that they exist and are available. However, the book is really about inspiring brides to think outside the ordinary and do something that will allow their dreams to come true. I provide the system and introduction, and I hope all these wonderful photographs provide the inspiration, because it can be done.
Absolutely can be done. Now, I would think that the main reason for using disposables is cost. Is there any other reason that brides would want to use disposables?
Well, right off the top, you know, destination weddings is now the new rage, and people are having weddings on mountaintops and beaches and in all different interesting and exotic places that often don't have kitchen facilities. So they have no choice but to use disposables, and those people are usually not on a budget, and they want something fabulous. So they come to me, and I have fabulous disposables for them.
That's great.
Then we have our, our brides, and the budget-minded brides can find a way through my system, and with some of my more moderately priced disposables, they can also create, a divine play setting.
So what is the cost range of the settings that you have in your book?
Well, the cost range of the settings in the book, where I was, trying to shock everyone, so it's all high-end disposables, those run anywhere from $7 to $14 a play setting. But online, I translate those very high-end place settings to where you can achieve almost the same effect, and it could be $2 a place setting.
Is that right?
It's really all in the details.
Mm.
The elegance is always in the details, and you can have those details, for any amount of money. You can spend... one of the things I advocate is using a napkin ring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you go to rent, to go to your question, if you go to rent napkin rings, you're going to be renting them for 75 cents to $1.50 each.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy them, I don't have to tell you, they're very, for some reason, they're pretty expensive in the stores. But you can make a napkin ring with 6 inches of ribbon. Now that ribbon could be, ribbon that sells for $20 a yard, or it could be simple ribbon that you buy at sale at your local craft store, and you could have paid 50 cents for the whole bolt.
Isn't that incredible?
A question of planning and shopping and spending your money wisely, but
and getting creative.
Mm-hmm. But you can have a napkin ring whether you're a bride who can only afford a $2 place setting, or you're a bride that can afford a $14 play setting.
Now, are these details that you're talking about with the napkin ring, are those the amuses?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, great. And you do dedicate some time in your book to the details, which you call the amuses.
Yes. An amuse is something that makes a guest feel pampered and entertains them and possibly amazes them and always delights them. It's just some unexpected detail that is outside the ordinary. And again, it doesn't have to cost a lot of money.
That's great. Now, how do the costs compare to real dinnerware? You know, you're saying that the settings in your book vary from 7 to 14 online. You can actually bring that down to almost $2 in some cases. How does this compare to rental place settings?
Well, when rentals are available, before I talk about the actual price of a place setting, a rentable place setting, let me say that the expense goes with rentables goes way past the cost of the place setting because it includes the kitchen and the staff to wash all of those dishes and all of those glasses. And, you know, if you're having 100 guests, you know, and they each have, you know, three drinks, that's 300 glasses. You know, you need quite a kitchen facility to return those in perfect order. And if you return them less than clean, you get charged. So, and then there's the stress of returning them and not getting charged for things that go missing.
There probably is quite a few charges that you don't necessarily think of right off the bat, broken.
Yes.
Place settings also.
But to answer your question, you can, when rentals are available, and if you're in a metropolitan city, you know, where there's a lot of competition, you could probably do a place setting for $7, the same $7 that my place setting costs. The difference is that you're renting a white polyester tablecloth and napkin that, you know, hardly function, white plates that may or may not be, you know, clean or and chipped. And what you have is just something very ordinary. Now, you could add my wonderful amuses and kick it up, but I advocate, of course, using my disposables, which allow you a lot more creativity. And certainly not the aggravation of putting together a team of people to wash and repack everything.
No kidding. So what are the biggest concerns that brides have regarding the disposables?
Well, many brides are surprised to learn that there are these new wave disposables that, you know, that mimic the real thing. So they're, you know, they're racked with anxiety. And, of course, the media, you know, doesn't really comfort them in any way because they're only exposed to, you know, high-end events.
So it's just probably them not knowing?
Them not knowing and then thinking that they're in the minority.
Okay.
You know, we go back to, well, the average wedding costs $35,000. You know, so when you're not a have and you may be a have not, that's pretty intimidating. So you know, you feel badly about yourself. But, you know, I'd like to tell all of these brides that, you know, I have a cure, you know, for their pain, and I can help them produce something that mimics any high-end event and that will, you know, delight and surprise their friends and family.
That's great. Can you talk about a few of the different settings that you have in your book?
Well, sure.
Just briefly, just so we have some ideas.
Well, what I try to do in the book is I try to inspire 24 different kinds of people. You know, producing different kinds of events. So I tried to use all of the colors that I know that brides use. So there's a, you know, there's a hunter green hunter accents that is, it's breathtaking. I can tell you a little experience that I had in my first interview with my publisher, and it was a teleconference, and we were, I imagine they were all sitting around someplace because I was in my house, and they said, well, you know, we have the pictures, and Janice, we just want to know, we're looking at the pictures, what in the pictures is disposable?
Oh, is that right?
And I said, everything is disposable.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, Janice, you know, we understand that this is about disposables, and these are, you know, there are disposables, but what in the picture is disposable? And I said, everything. And I said, well, let me ask you, what's not disposable? Nothing. And we must have gone on for 10 minutes, and 10 minutes is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So the pictures are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I go from doing something very traditional and floral with banana fiber table runners. I did a wonderful reinterpretation of Oprah Winfrey's legendary ball, the one she did for the women in her life that she felt inspired her to greatness.
Mm-hmm.
It was on television about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she did these wonderful roses down the middle of the table. And, well, let's just suffice to say I mimicked her table setting.
Uh-huh.
And it's just wonderful.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And you could use it for weddings, or you could use it for any other kind of event as well.
Absolutely. So you have a variety of themes. What about different seasons?
Well, we do some, you know, some, you know, pastel and floral table settings. We do some, you know, winter, you know, winter white, old kind of place settings. I do a wonderful Western theme because many, many brides in the United States have barbecue weddings.
Mm.
And just because it's a barbecue doesn't mean that they want a picnic.
Mm-hmm.
And I sell all the little accoutrements that that would turn a barbecue from a picnic into an extravaganza.
Oh, that's great. Now, what are your thoughts on buffet-style settings? Do you have any concerns?
Well, most people, when they get about halfway through the book or any conversation with me, say, well, you know, I can only have a buffet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I show them how they don't have to have an ordinary buffet. They can have something that's called a plated buffet, which is self-service as a buffet is, but where your dining room tables are preset.
Oh.
That actually costs less than a straight buffet and is out of the ordinary. You know, most weddings you go into are an ordinary straight buffet, and the plates are stacked
up. Yes,
stacked on the on the buffet, and you know you go and you take a plate, and by the time the evening is over, you know you've had three plates.
Mm-hmm.
And you know you've taken three forks and you know three sets of cutlery and three napkins.
That's a very interesting point, and that all adds up.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
I actually make more money the ordinary way because I sell more product.
I guess.
But to be out of the ordinary, to think outside the box and set your dining tables. That's called a plated buffet.
Mm-hmm.
And their high-end events usually include, if not full service, a plated buffet.
And I would think that having the place settings already there as opposed to the stacked plates really does enhance the atmosphere.
Oh, it turns it from, a picnic into an elegant affair. It creates structure. Mm-hmm. You know, it tells people what's expected of them. It reassures them. It's a very comforting, unexpected, elegant detail that really impacts the ambience of your event.
Absolutely. Now, I'd like you to talk a little bit towards your personal philosophy, because I've heard that your philosophy is just striving to empower women to make their dreams come true, and especially in this setting of their wedding. So can you just talk a little bit towards that, and then how that translates to inspiration in your book?
Well, in the book, I talk about what actually is your biggest battle. And the biggest challenge you're likely to face, if you want to go outside the ordinary, as I advocate, really has nothing to do with money. It'll be to have enough confidence in your own dreams that you can dare to be different. My system is not ordinary. And young brides and people allow themselves to be discouraged by, you know, the naysayers, you know, people who, you know, can't see out of the box or are threatened by it. To rephrase two of my favorite retailers' taglines, Nike and Home Depot, they say, just do it, I will help. You don't have to settle for ordinary. If you can have confidence in yourself and determine that if you don't attend to your own needs, you're going to get trampled, and that's going to, you know, lead to disappointment and something that you don't want to carry around with you for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, that's great. Now, with so much planning that surrounds a wedding, and in reality, I mean, things change right up to the last minute, how far ahead from the actual wedding date do you suggest brides plan their place settings and then begin ordering products?
Well, I think that you need no less than 3 months.
Okay.
If you want to, you know, do it my way,
mm-hmm.
and include, you know, at least a number of my amuses. You certainly don't have to have every one. But 3 months, I would think, would be the minimum to put this together. Of course, 6 months would be even more wonderful. And it also depends on whether you're doing your centerpieces yourself or you're not. But 3 months is safe. Of course, I've had people call me and tell me that they need to get ready in 6 weeks, and, you know, we managed to pull it off, but it takes a lot of effort.
Yeah, that's a little extra stress on
yeah.
the whole event also. Now, where can people get the disposables? Through your website?
They can get everything that I talk about through divinedisposables.com.
Okay.
And I'm also accessible through the site.
Okay, great.
You can reach me almost on every page, and I either answer most questions myself. Some things, of course, you know, I might pass on to an assistant who happens to be my sister-in-law, so she's as well-versed as I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Now, I understand that you're also coming out with another book soon?
Yes, I'm working on a book called Family Celebrations.
Okay.
And that is based on all of these brides, you know, right after they get married, they could be doing the next family Thanksgiving.
Mm.
Or certainly they'll be doing Thanksgiving one day, 1 year in their life. And most people don't have service for 18 or 22, unless they got multiple sets of dishes and china for their wedding. Then you're dealing with not really having enough to make it happen, and so they avoid a wonderful, wonderful experience. So that next book will be about, you know, doing it for your family. You know, often we invite friends for dinner, but we forget about the most important people in our lives, the people who will be there for the rest of our lives, and that's our family.
The family, absolutely. Well, that's great, and that will include, like, Christmas and all sorts of different family occasions.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
And christenings and all the reasons we, you know, Americans get together.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, great. You know, Janice, our time is actually coming to an end here. It's gone by so quickly, and I just wanted to offer you the last minute here just to share any final thoughts that you would like to up-and-coming brides or family members or anything you'd like to share about your book.
Well, I just wanted to reiterate that the average bride does not spend $35,000 on her wedding. She spends more like $5,000. It's one of those rumors that, you know, makes people feel bad. And you could spend more or less on a place setting. But at DivineDisposables.com, we offer affordable options that will allow any bride on any budget to create the elegant extravaganza of her dreams, as long as she sets her dining tables
mm-hmm.
and includes all my amuses, or at least some of them.
Mm, great. Well, you've definitely given brides and upcoming brides some great information today, and I know that you've relieved some anxieties and opened a door of possibility. So we thank you very much for talking with us today, Janice.
Oh, and thank you for having me. I enjoyed myself, and I appreciate you listening.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Well, thank you, and we'll hope to talk with you again soon.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, listeners, as mentioned, you can purchase wedding place settings with Divine Disposables through local and online booksellers, as well as through Janice's website, DivineDisposables.com. And as she had mentioned, everything that is showcased in her book can be found on her website. So we strongly encourage you to go there and see the wonderful ideas she's presented. As well, you can go to readerviews.com for a recent book review and online interview with Janice. The book, once again, Wedding Place Settings with Divine Disposables. We certainly encourage you to check it out. Thanks for listening to Inside Scoop Live. I'm Juanita Watson. Until next time.